drones are gaining in popularity. They are seeing increased use in commercial applications like real estate, and even some use in law enforcement. But there is one thing many wildlife officials say drones shouldn't be used for: hunting. Wyoming just passed a restriction on drone use in hunting. Other states are considering proactive measures to maintain ethical hunting practices. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Ali Kanofchinsky has more.
Andy Albin with South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks says the state is aware of an increase in drone use. He says state law already prohibits both killing and tracking animals using aircraft, including drones. He says the GF&P reviewed this law a year ago. He adds that the state could expand drone regulations in the future.
Anytime that you have advancements in equipment or technology, a lot of times it's important that the regulations that go along with that are out there and sometimes in front of the increase in popularity, so you're not kind of trailing technology.
Albin says western states like Wyoming and Colorado have passed specific restrictions on drones because they had no previous regulations on aircraft hunting. He adds that the Federal Aviation Administration also regulates drones. Mark Holyoke with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation says that everyone should refer to the park agencies of their respective states for drone regulation. Holyoke stresses that drones used for hunting purposes interfere with the ethical fair chase of hunting.
When it comes to hunting, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation stands by and believes that ethical hunting is the way to go. And we all have a pretty good idea what that means, you know, hunting within the regulations that are outlined in different states, doing it in an ethical manner, having the utmost respect for game and other wildlife that's out there.
Holyoke says drones have some positive use, but they should not be used to harass or hunt animals. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Ali Kanofchinsky.